Hey guys, welcome back to the last episode of season two of the Creators Corner. I'm here with Mr. XGN and TSB Terror Code.
Howdy, bitches. Hold on to your britches. Mr. XGN's here. I practiced that so much in the
It
mirror.
sounded like it. I'm sure that everyone listening, your friends and stuff are proud of that. They expect that kind of shit out of you, though.
Bro, I put some good soul into that, bro. I stood in the damn hallway of the double wide for about 42 minutes, dude, because you know how the damn mirrors on the bathroom door on the outside for some reason. I stood there practicing. I was like, yo, this is what's going to get them into season three. This is what's going to bring them back.
This is what I don't understand. What do you mean everybody's mirror is not mounted on the outside?
I mean, I heard them fancy people like it on the inside for some weird reason. I don't know. Personally, I just love standing like butt ass naked in a damn hallway to double wide just looking in the mirror.
Yeah. I mean, I do too. It's awkward when we're both out there, but yeah.
I actually prefer it.
Mean, I can see that.
Support. Got to back a homie up.
Word,
Yeah.
yeah, man. I'm glad to be back recording. Shit, I don't know if everybody knows. I had to evacuate me and Landry a couple of times because of hurricanes, and then the holidays happened, and it just one thing after another seemed like we could not get back in here.
I was trying to get a hold of you there for a minute. Something important today. What? I was really trying to get a hold of you, man. Let me tell you. So today, now listen, you ain't in no danger or nothing, but there was a bunch of alien females, right? And they were scouring the planet and they were abducting everyone with large penises. Now you're not in danger, all right? But I just wanted to let you know that spaceship was dope.
All right, so let's get started with the first topic.
I'm not sure that that's an accurate statement.
Shit, I mean, you can never mind.
Let's talk about the state of the clan scene, recent events regarding kind of what happened with RNG, them and the importance of keeping the community scene a healthy place. I cannot talk tonight.
Who? R and who?
They're not even a clan anymore.
Yeah. I don't even be noticing shit, bro. And you know me, man. I just be forgetting this shit, dude. I get so caught up in that damn WWE, man. I forget the clan scene even exists.
AKA, he gets paranoid and hides offline for a week.
Yeah, ain't no shit.
Shit. Someone told me that the damn update where they can't pull your IP didn't come out of beta yet. And I was like, all right, back to appearing offline. Shit, I took my ass on over a damn MySpace. That's where I've been kicking it. Friendly people over there, good people, good people. They don't even know none of this shit exists. Someone just posted on MySpace yesterday. They said, "Damn, I just got an Xbox 360 for Christmas." They're like 10 years behind everybody or plus. Like it's great. It's a wonderful place over at MySpace.
Just got out of prison. How's everybody doing?
Yeah, just got out of prison. Just got 360. What's up? What are we playing? I'm telling you, that's where it's at. I mean, I really think that's the platform to be because things are just a lot more friendly over there. Those are my kind of people.
Why you get so scared like that?
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
Look, man, I just found a new scene. You know what I'm saying? Everybody talking about finding new scenes. You know, this scene ain't shit, bro. Shit, catch me over on MySpace, bro. You'll never make it. Y'all like seriously, all the people hating on us, bro, all the people that think, you know, we ain't shit, bro. Shit, you don't even know. I'm massive over on MySpace. That's my platform. Shit, expanding. Yeah, it's bigger than the Halo scene.
Are you saying the Halo scene's not big anymore?
Well, I mean, I'm saying at least over on MySpace, people get over 100 likes on a post. I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying? MySpace popping. That's where it's at, bro.
Yeah, MySpace is hey, my I ain't gonna talk ugly about MySpace.
Nope. Sponsored. We're sponsored now, y'all. That's official. Powered by MySpace. The clan scene is now empowering MySpace. Imagine if we just left Discord, left Xbox, left Twitter. They never heard
Yeah.
from us again. We just, our last tweets, all of us. But it's just a link to our MySpaces, and then we
You know,
left.
The funny thing is, this really cracks me up, is that the kids that seem to be talking ugly about us, you know, they get like 2 likes.
Yeah.
And it's...
Some of them have been getting 4 likes and they forgot how to act.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sometimes get 4 likes. I don't know why we're out here talking. Well, I'll be tweeting weird shit. Like, I'll be posting shit giggling. I'll be like, hey, this ain't going to get no likes, bro. This is way too weird for anybody to actually like. And I get like 4 likes.
There's nothing wrong. Well, there's nothing wrong with like posting something and not getting a bunch of likes. It's like the cockiness that makes it so like cringy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like acting like they're like somebody. And I'm like, no, it's a no likes. Oh my goodness, it's been up
3 days. They're the alphas. Alpha dogs.
Delete this.
Imagine yeah, I start barking.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You know, when you're the big dog, you've done all that stuff that nobody knows about or heard about.
All right.
I mean,
all right.
We just out here stealing taxes and shit.
Oh God.
What?
Oh my God! I got my new person from Ben for Christmas. Shout out to Ray.
Yeah.
For making this happen.
Yeah, he probably stole her damn $600 stimulus check. That's what bought your damn purse. His stimulus.
Thank
check.
You, Ray. Oh, oh my God. No. Thank you.
She won't use this in court. Proof incriminating, bro. Come on, you know she has like top fucking 16 Halo teams to fund. Like, you can't be stealing Ray's stimulus check.
You could not. That is not allowed.
Dude, how will she place top 16? How will she be the only female ever to place top fucking 16?
Was she the top? Was she the only female to ever be in esports?
Bro, she's the only female in esports. What? She is esports. Ray is esports.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I can see that being a thing.
She made esports. That's the only reason I watch. Huge Ray streams fan. I'm a huge Ray streams fan. Honestly, bro. Like,
I'm pretty sure I'm blocked.
I get the same experience when you sit down and you watch like those crime shows where it's like stole $1 million from their company. Bum, bum, bum. You know what I'm saying? Like those crazy stories of those secretaries that just make off of like $1 trillion. Like somehow. And then yeah, you know what I mean?
They're like, you mean those donations?
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Honestly, bro, I hope no one like fucking steals her stimulus check, because like we're really close to getting that team house, I feel like.
What? I put my money earlier, in there. I mean, I feel pretty confident that we're going to get it.
Are no, you we're definitely. We're not? No, we definitely are. That's what I'm saying. When that stimulus check comes in, what was it? It was only like $1,600 or something, right? For that mansion?
Yeah, for that. Yeah. For that one. It was $3 million what they wanted for it, right?
Yeah, but she got a deal. It was only like $16,000.
Yeah, because it was a family friend.
Yeah, family friend was like, hey, I know this is $3.1 million, but if you can go back and get all of your clan friends to donate, then you can definitely have it for $16,000.
Yeah.
That's exactly how that conversation went. There's
that's
nothing
the way
weird
works.
About that. Exactly.
That.
And it would have happened if Benjamin didn't steal her taxes, quote unquote.
Yeah. It's really weird that, you know, you borrow money and borrow money from all these people and you're supposed to pay them back. And then when you get your income, allegedly it gets stolen or whatever, but you wind up in Mexico having a cash only medical procedure and don't pay any of the fucking people back. Like Azazel sitting here with,
justice for Azazel.
I mean, what does his PayPal show? $7,000 or $8,000 he invested in Unlimited.
Oh my goodness. Damn, Azazel should relaunch Unlimited.
Yeah.
He
you
is
know,
Unlimited.
The concept, you know, when you have a greedy-ass person up there that's fucking shit up.
Shit.
Fucks
speak
everything
yourself.
Up for
I'm trying to get, my 3 to 6%.
I was up at 3 a.m. looking to see if my $600 stimulus check was in my account. I was trying to order. I had an Amazon cart full of stuff that I did not need. I don't know. I didn't know how to act. I was like, I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, my God. You already had the cart ready? The stimulus check ain't even hit yet. You got the whole cart ready. You just keep refreshing. Like, come on. Come on. Come on. I got to get this 2-day shipping. It's got to get here by Friday.
I know. You know everybody else is up too, so I had to get there quick. Yeah. Last time I tried to buy a Switch, you know what happened?
Oh, there's gonna be so many people with PS5s.
All right. She, the topic of Ray kind of went into the our next question, I guess. Or not really question, but topic. So I kind of want to go over the harm of well-respected brands allowing and sympathizing with brands that take part in basically just, like, shitty Twitter behavior or just, like, shitty, like, business practices.
Take it, Big T Dog.
I mean, I've had this conversation recently with people that I've known for a long time, you know, and it boils down to this. You can't play in shit and not come out covered in shit. And that's just the way it is. You know, you hang out with shitty people, shitty things happen. And these kids are sitting here, all this, that, and the other, you know, we're going to do esports and all. Your actions legit have bearing on the outcome of what your clan is allowed to do. Not because of me. I'm not the fucking, you know, keeper of the world, but the TF clan. I mean, you saw the emails, Landry, from all their quote-unquote sponsors and shit. Mm. I mean, nobody wants to be around people like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my big thing is, like, I feel like there's boundaries in certain things that people just seem to continuously cross. And I feel like at a certain extent, you've got to be, you know, willing to take a step back and be like, yo, what have I done to contribute negatively? What have I done to, you know, cause harm? And I feel like a lot of these clans and people kind of do that too soon. And I feel like it's kind of gotten into people's minds, like, oh, I'll just do this. I'll just make a public apology and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. Like, I feel like, you know, for instance, if I'm in a genre or something and I come into it, any genre of any hobby, any scene, in anything in the world, and you enter it and you just start disrespecting people, like, let's do, like, the rap scene, for example, like Tupac, like Biggie, like these legends, that people that kind of, like, paved the way and did these things, then you'll see almost, like, the people that are well-respected and the people that never knew these people, never, you know, associate with them, but just have love and respect for the culture, in a sense, right, that will step yeah. up and defend that and be like, yo, you know, you're a joke. And I guess you can call it blackballing, whatever you want. But at a certain extent, I don't call it that. Like, a lot of people want to say, well, you know, you're blackballing, you're preventing, you're, you know, trying to stop us from succeeding in this. But at the end of the day, it's more so ensuring that a hobby is kind of clean and pure and, like, not, like, people aren't joining, paying to get put $10 in their name, you know, them thinking they're a part of our scene and doing this is more so, like, protecting the integrity of something that tens and tens of, you know, if well, for sure, hundreds of thousands of people have put time, effort, energy, and an immense amount of currency into. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, you can't just say, hey, you know, my bad. Sorry, we fucked up.
I think you need to say that, though. I think that still needed to be said. But, I mean, you can't expect just to continue business as usual. Yeah, I mean, you need to.
Band-aids don't fix
it. Yeah, I mean, go find a new hobby. Yeah, I mean, you fucked this one up. And that's just like the sad, like, well, we don't deserve second chances? Like, bro, what? Yeah. Like, no. Like, go find something else. Like that's literally, like, reaction. You know what I mean? Like, cause and effect. Like, it's not like. I don't understand. Like, people just have, like, these crazy expectations. I think it comes down to, like, society as a whole has put, like, so many expectations and, like, privilege into people. And I'm just like, bro, like, everything you do. And, like, we've already admitted that, you know, both you and I have, like, fucked up, quote unquote, and did, like, stuff that we wish we didn't. But it's nothing to, like, the limits that this, you know what I mean? Like, some of the shit that these people do, you know what I mean? It's nothing to, like, that limit of, like, profound, like, just, you know, like, wickedness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. That's like my stuff. I feel like there is certain things that's kind of like, yo, you know what? You know, you caught that. You fucked up. You came forward. You know, you fucking apologize. You were sincere about it, and you can have another chance. But it's really gauged. You know what I mean? Like certain shit you do, like, is something that you know we can't fuck with that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's just bad for all of us. Like our neighborhood theory that we go through. Like, you know, hey, well, why are you worried about what we're doing in our house? Homie, you're on our block. You know what I'm saying? Like you're devaluing. You know what I mean? You're making crack sales out in the middle of the street down the block, and we got kids like on bikes and shit over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it blows my mind that people think, yeah, you know, I mean, how many times shit in the last 3 months? Well, I don't know what he's so mad about. I apologized. Well, I mean, some shit an apology just doesn't fix. You know, I'm sorry that you're dumb, but go check the prisons and see how many motherfuckers in there said they were sorry. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that simple. You don't just get to say, my bad, and then, you know, you're fucking done. And clans that start collecting those kinds of people, you know, they wind up getting, you know, shit because they collected shit. It is the way it is. And that's not my rule. That's fucking society's rule.
I'm going to run it through because I feel like, real quick, like a lot of people like that, like aren't, like they don't understand. Like where does someone that fucks up, like go to that point? Someone that I don't feel like they see any route or any, you know, direction they can go. And I feel like it's very clear. Like, look, if you did something like shared, like, revenge porn or shared like someone's nudes without like their permission on any like anything, that's just one of like literally thousands of examples, right? Like if you did something like that, or if you were deceitful to people, to like a large majority of people, like just certain things that are just downright terrible, like you just need to accept like that, hey, you know, that's what, you know, you did, like you fucked up, like, and I've been there, and etc. But if you have crossed those crazy lines of crazy, like illegal fucking, like just terrible evil shit to where you've betrayed the entire trust of like the whole scene, like you need to apologize. Like apology is definitely necessary, but don't have some immense expectation that everything's good now, that you can just continue or whatever. I think you just need to, you just need to shut it down, bro. You need to not just understand that scene is not for you no more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's something that you can't do. You know, hey, go play Xbox, go play games. You fucked up. And, you know, it is what it is. But don't be shocked when people that claim this scene heavy and put hella effort into this scene, right, fucking don't want you associated with it. Like, don't want you, like, claiming that. Because you claiming that and having it in your bio or tweeting like you know something about it or giving your opinion on shit that no one fucking wants – like, it makes us look bad because it makes it look like you're a part of us.
Yeah.
That's my view.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to the neighborhood theory, you know? I mean, we should hold ourselves accountable to a certain extent. And the fact that some people don't or won't do it comes back on all of us, you know? I mean, you can't sit here and do shit like that and fucking just expect, oh, yeah. Like I say, you can't just say, I'm sorry. You see these fucking people that do this fuck shit. And then they're just flabbergasted. People don't want anything to do with them, you know. And then I told Landry, you know, just, you know, it won't be long. We'll start getting the Terror Code's bad guy. Look, you know, he's blackballing me from everything, even though that these people are being held accountable for their fucking actions, not things that I did, things that they fucking did.
I agree.
And
there are instances where forgiveness is off the table, and it's up to the person who was harmed to decide that. Like, I know there's a societal pressure to forgive, and you know, you can only truly move on until you do that, but forgiveness isn't always constructive, and normally it's the people pushing for it that are the ones who did wrong. Like, you don't get to tell somebody what their boundaries are and what they get to forgive for. And in the forgiveness narrative, the burden is placed on the victim even then, and that's so fucked up to me.
You know, believe it or not, and like, you know, I might be different than, you know, some people, but I even feel like someone like Ray, like from Unlimited or Ray Streams, like I actually feel like there is a possibility. Like, although like what she's done is just fucking terrible and fucked up. Like I really have envisioned exactly like something that I feel that would make all that shit better. Like at least have some dignity, because to me, like I said, like it's almost like as the years progressed, like my anger on the situation has just like boiled over, right? Because in the beginning, she was super apologetic about, the YouTube channel getting deleted, all the videos being deleted, all the stuff, right? Super apologetic, super like, on board with everything. And as it continued, and I guess more of like the denial and like the attempting to kind of like hide shit and bury shit and covering shit, even recently with the forces guy, right? Even as recently as threatening that guy to like retract his statement of her being dropped from them for illegal activities. Like, even that, like, just constantly trying to cover shit up and not really taking a moment, be like, hey, look, I did this shit. I fucked up. Like, yeah, working to try and maybe give unlimited to some, like people like Azazel that, did put in all that money, or work out some kind of payment plan to pay him back, all the money that he's done. Like, make a pledge to do that. You know what I mean? Stop throwing money into like useless teams that aren't amounting to shit. You know what I'm saying? That aren't gaining you anything. Stop throwing that money away and start working to either pay, him back, bring him, give him his organization, do something, to try and rectify that. Make a public apology for every single thing and go from there. Be transparent and be like, yo, look, I fucked up. Like, this is what I did. I don't want to fuck with organizations anymore. I don't want to fuck with esports. I'm just going to stream. I don't think business is for me because I'm clearly, fucking it up. You know what I mean? And just continue there. And I would respect it a lot more because there's not some burning hate. I don't go to bed every night thinking about Ray streams. You know what I mean? I don't care. It's just annoying because, and it sucks, bro. I've been in that position where you need to like, yo, look, I fucked up. I've done like shit that could have been done differently, and you have to be accountable, and you need to apologize for every little fucking thing. You know what I mean? And then try to carry forward. I don't know. It's sad. It's upsetting.
Yeah, it's a thing, I mean, people just, I don't know. They fucking blow my mind, to be honest with you. It, people are really not, they don't understand. And I don't know where the disconnect is, that people suddenly don't feel like they have to take any responsibility for the things that they've done. And it may, and other people are bad because they call them out on their bullshit, and, expect them to be held accountable for it. Because I mean, I try to hold myself accountable for the shit that I do and the shit that I've done. I mean, I've never ever tried to be a dick about shit. I mean, it is what it is. I've made mistakes.
Bro, and that's the thing that I guess I value the most, because I feel like, you and I, we can talk and we can kind of like get an understanding, like, yo, and just be real with each other, right? And I feel like even in our scene, like that kind of honesty and shit has kind of even rubbed off and kind of had like such a positive effect to where if you look at where we were in the beginning of the year, like in towards like relations and like conversations with like KSIs, right? As of the now, like something that they just, deemed as hate and just like not criticism or like trying to like push them in some kind of positive direction, right? Like now it's completely turned around to where, they accept this criticism, and like if you notice, they're immediately, they're getting sponsors, they're doing things, like they're opening shit up by kind of like taking the lead of like what, you and I were saying and what we did and kind of paved that way. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's a good thing. That's a good example. Like a situation that, was never really like, yo, just fuck KSI. Like, sure, you tweeted it 100 billion times, but I feel like that fuck
It was
KSI had
just
a
me. You're
real
right.
passionate. I didn't say nothing like that, bro. I was upstanding as a KSI Hall of Famer. I just want to
Right.
say,
Listen to this motherfucker right here.
bro, It didn't require no whining, no tears, none of that. Just straight up KSI. You know, took care of me, homie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about y'all, but I'm a Hall of Fame dog. Shit.
What? Yeah. You're always so bitch mate, man.
Who? Where?
You.
Who's in the room? Why are you talking about Landry like that? That's crazy. That's your daughter, bro. That's crazy.
I can't believe I used to be paranoid over this.
You're paranoid? Oh, bro, would you wake up sweating like, what is he doing? Like, what do you mean?
Why are you watching Twitter? Anytime you tweet.
Bro, no, she would fucking hit me up like, paranoia? Don't do anything stupid, Dad. Don't do anything dumb today.
I'm like, please, I bro, can't be at home.
That's funny. I'm goofy.
Yeah, no shit.
Bro, fuck you. He was like a damn fucking goddamn, I don't even know, Jaguar, and I'm like a baby kitten. I'm like, what are you trying to do? Like,
God, it's I'm a victim.
Where's my victim card? Where's my victim card? Hold on. Oh, right here it is.
Yeah, bro, he got that motherfucker laminated. Get out of here.
My victim card? I'm done. I ain't had to use it in a minute. I'll get it back out. I'll get a seminar going tomorrow.
How to be the victim. You know what? You can go ask.
Dude, her. I should she make a video.
She can help you with that.
I should make a video of how to be a victim. Bro, that's the problem. They ain't doing seminars.
I can't, dude. It.
Yeah.
Gather around the trailer, buddy.
I can think of a few. I can think of a few keynote speakers that you can have. For bro. Sure. Okay, so the next topic we have is Exalt Syndicate recently changed the entire community structure to a squadless system. What pros and cons has XS seen by doing
that? All right, so gather around, everybody. Gather around the damn... Everybody pull you up a piece of cardboard. I would say pull you up a chair, but I don't want y'all sitting in my good damn kitchen chairs. All right, so listen. My view on it, and, like, I feel like diversity in the scene is, like, what we need more than, like, ever. Like, I feel like everybody don't need to be using the whole damn same structure every, you know, system and all that. So I think it's cool to experiment and kind of, you know, kind of learn and see, because I know a lot of clans, I know especially, like, XGN and Exile Syndicate as a whole, like, for the longest time, we used that old, you know, KSI, like, system from, like, the 360 era, you know, and didn't change anything about it. Like, we might add the rank kernel or mix it up or something, go crazy, you know. But like, it was essentially that same system. And I guess after like the realization of the damage of like the blacklist and like that systematic thing is like, I never really quite like, honestly, like it's crazy that I never really like questioned that or like really saw any other perspective. It's like one of those things, like once I saw it, like it was like, wow, like, what the fuck? That's fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, it was, I started looking at it, I'm like, what else we got? You know what I'm saying? Like, once you see something work, you're like, oh, let me get in here, tinker with it a little bit. You know what I mean? Let me see what else I can mix up. So I was like, well, the whole reason squads really exist was because of that system, was because of that, you know, 360 system of a friends list is 100 friends, you know, squads are at 100 members. You know, there was no like high tech CMS back then. You know, we just come from, you know, Halo 2 that had a built in clan system. So now how can you organize these people and have it accessible and have it manageable? You know, you had to create the system. So the ideology of squads essentially was crafted around limitations of 2007 technology, right? So I was like, well, we got Discord, like where you have fucking tons of people in a chat. We got, you know, Xbox where you have tons, like thousands of friends. And like, we have all these new limitations that kind of remove these boundaries. And I started thinking, how many damn squads fail, right? How many squads like fail over time? You split them and you merge them and you constantly do that. And I really started looking at it from that perspective. And I was like, dude, we're kind of just cutting staff in half at its prime. We're kind of just telling people, hey, right when you're doing great, right whenever everything's going good, you know, splitting it in half and saying, do it again. You know what I mean? When I'm like, if we're all in a division and we have these, you know, all these people working towards one goal, you know, you can still focus on splitting just the division instead of squads, right? And you're focused on all that. I just feel like it added so much more stability. And I feel like, if anything, that the success in that should urge, like, clans just to mix it up. Not even just do the exactly what we're doing, but just do something crazy. Because I feel like right now we're all just kind of, like, looking at each other's paper. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all just see what each other's doing. And what's good, we push it forward for the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, I can see that, but with that being said, I like my squads.
Oh yeah, there's definitely pros.
I mean, it gives people a sense of pride to be in a certain, you know, I mean, my squad did this and my division did that, and you know, it just, I don't know. It gives people something to, you know, be happy about.
Yeah. I can see that. I mean, I'm really pushing, like, the divisional pride, but, like, I definitely see pros and squads. It kind of keeps it more close-knit as well. You know what I mean? It's just, like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's something that I could always transition back to. It's always something that, like, something else could happen. Like, it's realistically, I just want people to be, like, even if it's just, like, switching ranks around. Like, I feel like us experimenting with this scene and experimenting with how we do things, even if it's policies or, you know, like, something cool was us allowing, like, guests and, you know, making our Discord server kind of, like, you know, public. So you have, like, different people from, like, different clans stopping by and saying what's up and all that. Like, I feel like just experimenting and changing, like, how you do things, like, everyone, like, is going to bring some crazy ideas. Cause I feel like we haven't really, as a scene, you know, I like TSB is like totally different, but I mean, like, clans that really come from, like, KSI and stuff, like, we've always just stuck to that old school KSI structure and haven't really experimented at all. And I guess I urge, like, my peers, like, that have, you know, come from KSI to also, like, maybe try to switch it up, because, like, there's clans still running blacklist. I run across a clan like 2 days ago that had a blacklist, and I was like, damn. That's wild.
I mean, hell, how many times have you seen a clan start today? They got 7 members and board of directors, a hall of fame, and a blacklist that has 29 people on it. And you can't figure out what the fuck's going on?
If you start a clan today, you should not have a board of directors. I mean, well, you start at the bottom and build up. Like. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I guess, like, people are trying to build the roof without having the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you got to build a foundation first.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't seem to get that. And they, you know, I mean, with all the tools available today, the biggest one I think that people fail to use is their fucking ears. You know, you should listen to the people who've been out there in front of you, who've done the things that, you know, you're trying to do. And don't be a fucking dumbass. Like, shut up and listen. You can learn a lot shutting your damn mouth and listening.
Bro, and like, I don't like to criticize. That's a lie. But, you know, I don't like to talk shit. But one thing that, like, I've seen, like, a lot of is you'll see a clan start this week, right? And then a week from today, that clan will have a whole network, and they're affiliated with 3 other clans that just started that month.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like you really got to at least have a clan. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a clan before you have some huge network. Like, it was very clear that, you know, the base of XL Syndicate in its, you know, start was XGN. Like, we transitioned our YouTube channel to XL Syndicate. We transitioned all of our Discords to XL Syndicate. Like, we use those assets to really amplify the network. And it's not even criticism, like, yo, fuck you, you know, you're doing something stupid. It's more like just a thought. You know what I mean? Like, just maybe think of having your house, you know, before you try to build your roof. You know what I'm saying? and a foundation. And even before then, you're trying to build your city before you have a home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard
Yeah,
facts.
people should shut their damn mouths and listen occasionally, you know? Because, I mean, like you and I, hell, we've obviously been here before. We've done this.
That's what I'm
So,
saying. That's exactly right, what you just said.
not saying that we're the know-all be-all, but fuck. Like, we've had Dead Meat and Nodis and those guys on here. They made a ton of mistakes, dude. They made a ton of mistakes, but they obviously did some things right.
There's going to be people that come after us that are going to, be crazy innovative. And I guess like everything that we do today is trying to make it so those people can make it. You know what I mean? Like, so those
Yeah.
people can, come forward. And, like we're very inviting. Like we really like at this point, I feel like are like pushing for people that, have a positive outlook on this scene to go forward and to like expand and have growth. We retweet other clan stuff. We're networking. Like, PMS, is re-entered the scene and showing support. They're great. There's a lot of different clans that are kind of like connected now and kind of social media sharing and just supporting one another. And that's what I feel like we've always envisioned,
Yeah. I mean, you and I talked about that in the beginning, what we wanted to accomplish, for the scene. And obviously we have things that we want to do. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like we will get there, but these clans that pop up today, don't really have a fucking plan. They're not helping. In fact, they're hurting,
Yeah, like their goals, like, and like, not to sound cocky, yeah, that's a lie, but not to sound cocky, but like, it like people will, talk shit and post, just nonsense and just gloating and all this, and their goals are shit that we've accomplished like 6 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like we've been there. Like it's almost like I'll read a tweet and I'll be like, damn, did I post that? You know what I'm saying? Like, is that my tweet? Like, I don't know, man. And I feel like the people that we've been welcoming to and inviting to, people that should have never had chances in this scene, were, given opportunity and a second chance by, real alpha dogs of the scene. And just kind of squandered that and kind of like spit in the face of a scene that realistically the only reason they hate is because they couldn't make it here. And I feel like that bitterness spews from a lot of different people. And I have in my drafts right now, like in my tweets, like I've been thinking of it, like, dude, like I could have easily become like a GWS. I could have easily become like an HOD. I could have easily, become a KOG. I could have easily become a lot of these different clans that were born around my era, like all my peers, like almost all of them, like a DHG, so many more, all those different groups. And I feel like it could have easily been me that just didn't make it. But we worked, we grinded, you know that you did
Oh,
it
yeah.
too, bro. Like how many peers from your era, that's even older than mine and from a whole nother side of the scene that you've seen that talked a big game, that how many war
Oh,
rallies
yeah.
on YouTube,
Oh, yeah.
how many chants and little girl screams did you hear? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel the bitterness and anyone that looks down on this scene and that hates in the scene, like, Ray, even, Pun, a lot of these people, I feel like it's really just because they didn't make it here. And that's not even trying to talk shit, because if you look at it, they had every opportunity, to make it here. And I feel like open dialogue and just, stopping, not being bitter, not being angry, not being negative, and not trying to, bring down the energy of a whole scene because of your shortcomings in that scene. I feel like that's just, I don't know. I just feel like that's irresponsible, Like,
I agree.
with all the positive energy that we're trying to promote, you know, and people that, you know, even you and I, like right here, living proof that what I'm saying isn't just a myth. Our conversation a year ago, this wouldn't be happening. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This is proof that opportunity is here to do good and to do right and to make right and continue and go the right direction. And this is living proof. KSI, the situation from just less than a year ago, living proof. Strides can't be made, and it starts with action, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, everybody can talk about it, you know? At some point, you had to fucking do something with it. Talk is easy, man. Talk is real fucking easy.
Real shit, man.
So, I mean, how many people do you know that have talked about it, about doing it?
I know tons, man. There's been a lot of people, and I tweeted from like Eminem's album or something that, you know, we've seen the biggest debuts. You know what I'm saying? We've seen, oh, we got 300-500 people this month. You know what I'm saying? We just started. We got 300-500 people. I'm not worried about that. I want to see where your clan is 6 months from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see, you know, the retention ratio. Not so I could talk shit. Not so I can gloat. Because as a hobby, as a scene, we have a very clear retention issue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I want to figure out what we're doing wrong. And I can tell you one thing. You'll notice on my tweets, I don't think, you know, talking shit, I don't think a lot of the negativity is the way of doing it. I feel like I'm going to keep my opinions and my thoughts on the scene for this podcast. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be, you're not going to see me on Twitter, you know, being negative. You're not going to see me on Twitter giving any opinion, because I feel like shit gets so misconstrued through text. Like, people will read something, I'll tweet a lyric and they think it's about them. And I, like, when I want to talk about something, it's going to be here. And that's the kind of energy I want people to know that, you know, I feel like we're bringing in season three. You know what I mean? This is where you're going to, you know, go to get like what our feelings on the scene, because I'm done throwing out, trying to express how I feel through text and then getting in a back and forth conversation. Like, I don't feel like nothing I have to say has been negative. I feel like it's honest. It's just an honest perspective. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we have the right to our fucking opinions. You may not like it, but it is, you know, we're going to give it to you. So just, even if you don't like us, shut up and listen. Maybe you'll learn something that'll help, you know? And people just don't, they fail to comprehend that, you know, maybe we have something to fucking offer. Maybe there are kids that I listen to that are younger than, you know, obviously my kids, but they have a perspective that I don't have. And if you turn a deaf ear to that shit, you're hurting yourself. You're hurting your community.
I did it for years. You know, I really ignored like vital issues that hindered growth. Like, we could have been doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's something I'm man enough to admit. That's something that I started 2020, you know, admitting, and did a whole tour of expressing, you know, not just fake energy, but actual will to want to do better. And I feel like we've practiced that and have stuff to show for what we've done from the year. Like, reflecting back on the year, I feel like the strides we've made with several different clans brought people on this show that, you know, people in the scene probably never heard of. Like, like 7-7, you know, to me, he's crazy as fuck, but you can't deny the impact that he's had. You can't deny the shit that he's done. And I feel like a whole generation, like I would say 90% of XGN or Exile Syndicate had no clue, or a lot of them that haven't even seen it probably still don't have a clue, but who people like Dead Meat and Seven are, you know what I mean? Like, there's maybe less than 200 people I would feel like actively in the scene, less than 200, and that's being generous, like, that know who these people are, you know what I mean? And it's our duty as a, like, a show and a podcast and a program to try and educate newcomers and people that, you know, there's a ton of people that are here to game and don't give a fuck. That's cool. But the people that kind of, like, I know people like us that get more enjoyment from the clan than the actual video game itself are going to want to tune in and know about their history, like as crazy as it is, and like where we come from, and the you know, negative, the good, the bad, you know, all that shit, and want to tune in here and know that the Creator's Corner is what that's going to be for. You're going to get like funny stuff, you're going to get like serious stuff, but ultimately you're going to get an idea and a piece of culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what the hell you're going to get. And you're going to get honest opinions. Neither one of us come on here and lie. You may not like what we say. You may not even fucking respect what we say, yeah. But you're hearing the truth. And people, you know, sometimes don't want to hear that, I guess.
No.
That's facts. I guess to wrap it up, I was going to ask you guys, what do you feel like your XS and Hydra accomplished in 2020, and what goals do you guys have going forward?
I feel like we accomplished a lot. Like we, how many people do you see now communicating that haven't communicated in the past? KSI.com, KSI.org, for one. They're actively doing things together because of us, you know? I mean, Ego was really good. The concept was really good. We're going to expand on that in 2021. You know, I mean, we have plans, and things are going to, you know, going to happen. And I think the biggest thing I think that we did in 2020 was lay the groundwork for what the future is going to be.
I feel like to sum up 2020, you know, it was a tough year for like everyone. Like, I feel like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I feel like a lot of the negative energy, like, you know, it could be like considered like a cop out, but a lot of the like people's attitudes and view of the scene, definitely, I feel like the climate of like society right now definitely played a role. I feel like tempers definitely flared a lot, frustration definitely flared a lot. I feel like ultimately the number one thing that occurred in 2020 is I feel like a lot of examples were made, you know, like positive examples, and then the outcome of being negative, because there was a lot of negative people, if you look around, that were just like downright toxic to the scene, downright like harmful and disingenuous to the scene, that are nowhere around. Like, they're deplatformed. You don't see them on Twitter. You know, if they are, they're behind locked accounts. A lot of negative people, and people that have caused a lot of harm to our scene, like, you don't see them here now. And on the positive spectrum, you know, you see clans that you would never see, you know, collaborating. You know, even TSB, XXGN, XS Hydra, KSI, TSB, you know, like these lateral relationships. You see juggernauts that is the epitome of success in our scene. And I feel like probably the only, definitely the most, like, successful, influential clan of our scene that we can point to and be proud of, that don't have like the scandals and all the nonsense PMS, like actually interacting and, you know, supporting and being willing to have open dialogue, and, you know, something that hasn't been seen since like I've never seen it, you know what I mean, ever. So I feel like just having more of a connectiveness, and us kind of like being at the forefront of that, and Hydra and XS leading the way, is crazy. I feel like examples that I could sum up 2020 with examples.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, people are going to, again, listen or not listen, and that's, I don't know. It's frustrating to deal with certain people in certain situations, but again, if you shut your damn mouth and listen.
And people will watch this and be like, who the hell is this guy to tell me shut my mouth, listen? And like, that's the problem, is people instantly rather get combative than actually understanding. And this isn't different, like, than any other scene. Like, that's not like being cocky or fucked up. Like, if I know nothing about country music And I instantly start a country music podcast tomorrow and just start giving like this crazy criticism and these crazy opinions and just disrespecting people that people idolize and really care about, right? And you know, values that people share in a culture that I know nothing about and I'm a guest in, and I'm still earning my stripes and my way into something, right? And I'm still doing that. Like, you're going to get shit on in any scene, in anything, and like not even shit on like in a negative way, just like, you know, you're going to be made fun of. Like, it's not like it's just what it is, bro. Like, it's not different than anything, you know. And I feel like that kind of like safeguarding and keeping like a guard on like positive on the positive stuff and keeping integrity in a scene is important. And you can take this and take it as like cockiness or just, you know, blind hate, but realistically it's tips. And it's something that me and you both like had to take as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is learning. Oh, yeah. Like, it's like we're trying to help you, because the more growth in our scene, the more people networking, the more clans with members, that's going to be more followers for all of us. The more people interacting, the more our neighborhood, you know, is valued, you know, the more the value of what we've created goes up, and the more people that's going to tune in, the more people that's going to watch, then the larger our scene gets. Like, our community, in my eyes, it's not, it has nothing to do with the abbreviations from their names. I'm here for people that share core values and share, you know, ideas and hobbies, and, you know, here to network and see people from our scene grow and be successful as the people like Keemstar, the people like, you know, Athena and the PMS clan and the Frag Dolls, and the tons of messages I know you get as well. Like, people like, oh, you know, I'm a writer for this company now. I started journalism for you. I'm a graphic designer for this company now. I do this. The people that their real life career and a lot of their public speaking, problem solving, like a lot of the things that they utilize in their actual lives that, you know, has helped them, you know, in the real world, that's why I do it. That's why I know you do it. And the way I see people like judge their success by monetary value and all this other stuff, it just really is disingenuous to this scene. And by all means, please take that to wherever you want to take it, the Halo scene, wherever, if that's what, you know, they accept, whatever. But just, it's not here. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
that's not what this is about. This was always based around community, friendship, seeing like personal growth and seeing people like strive. And no matter how far we got from that and the differences in, you know, TSB, XGN, Hydra, whatever, that's always what it's been about.
Yep. I mean, that's it. People that don't get that, they don't get it, dude. And they never will. It's not ever been about what could I do. You know, for me, it's been about what can I do for the people around me.
What I always tell you, man, like before any of us ever got paid for anything, we'd have to have enough to pay everyone. You know what I mean? We would literally have to have enough to, like, you know, this is an achievable thing. Do I feel that XS and I feel like Hydra has definitely brought people monetary value? Definitely. There's skills that are taught here and things that you learn, like even me personally, almost everything that I know, like website design, like server management, stuff like that, social media marketing, stuff like those things, is stuff that I had to teach myself for my clan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's stuff that people apply to their real lives and their jobs every single day.
Agreed. You know, people just don't seem to get that. And those people are not going to ever get it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
Well, I guess I'll close it out. Thank you guys for listening to the Creator's Corner. We hope you guys have a happy new year. And we'll see you guys.
Yo, wait, hold on. Don't cut it. Yo, make sure you guys tune into season 3. It's going to be real shit. We have a lot of different ideas. You know, I definitely think we're going to mix it up, have comical stuff, but also expect like real serious discussions. And like, as Trent said, like the truth, you know what I mean?